if they didn't leave a tip, I would just circle it.
I feel like you guys have decided this is really bad.
No, we're just digesting the information.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story from their life, and we decide if they are in the right or the wrong. Now, Sterling, something wrong is happening to me.
What's going on?
I keep getting spam texts and I keep falling for them.
Okay, what are they saying?
Okay, so the other day I got a message from a woman by the name of Diana. And she said, excuse me, are you Nancy, the yoga instructor? I'm Diana.
Oh.
And I just said, wrong number. She said, oh, I'm sorry. I think my assistant misremembered the number and I hope I didn't interrupt your nice day. And I said, nope. I said, no prob, exclamation point, because I want them to know it was no prob.
It was no prob.
And then they come back with, thank you. You're a very friendly person, and I hope you have a great day. My name is Diana, which she said in the beginning.
Oh, so yeah, already, she said in the beginning.
May I ask what your name is? And so I was just like, nope, not doing this. And then Miss Diana just texted me. She said, hi, Lucy. How are you today? Same number. I'm Nancy. Yeah. Yeah, I'm onto your game, Diana Nancy.
Oh my God, what do you think this is? Do you think they're trying to hack into your phone?
Can you hack through texting?
You can't just like, don't click any links, I guess.
Well, there's no links, but like, not yet. Not unless I engage and be like, listen to bad behavior.
I'd love to be friends with some, maybe an older woman named Diana who does yoga. I think that could be amazing for our lives. Not if she's kind of being a little sneaky. And pretending to be Nancy.
She's being sneaky, or she could be dealing with some identity issues that she really needs to talk to a therapist about and getting to the root cause of, you know? So that's
so
my
true.
Diagnosis.
You should text her back.
Okay.
Say,
I'll just be
Nancy
like,
question mark or Diana question mark. I'm on to you. This is the New York Police Department. No, don't say that. Don't respond.
I would want to, but then I would get nervous that I would get in trouble for some reason.
Yeah.
So anyways, how are you, Sterling?
And good. It's obviously big eclipse day in the world.
Yes.
Just North America? I actually don't know. I shouldn't.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I would think if everyone can see it, it's
the world.
I don't know how Earth works. But yeah, as of this recording, we just had a big eclipse.
We did have a big eclipse. Didn't really do anything here in Los Angeles. But I'm doing well. I had kind of a weekend of running around. It was my dear friend's birthday. So I kind of obviously went on out. I made a gorgeous cake.
Talk to me about this cake. What was the cake?
Chocolate and cream cheese frosting. It was cupcakes.
Ooh, even better.
And we actually went to, I Googled, because obviously I'm like, I'm a little bit of a scared kind of like, I don't want to break the rules type of girl.
Sure.
And so I like, well, the bars we were going to, I had Googled like, can I bring in outside cupcakes? Because obviously I know
I'm
they're
sure
like,
they'd be fine.
Blair, I'm getting articles that's like, yeah, you totally can. Okay, so then we go to the bar.
Okay.
I'm parking because I'm being kind of angel and driving. Mm-hmm. And you'll never believe what the bouncer
You're cast
says.
In the lead in the story.
The
I get
bouncer's
it.
Like, how dare? No, you can't bring this inside. I'm pissed. I've been literally baking all day. I'm like, I literally Googled. He's like, no. And then my friend's like, okay, well, can we just bring them in? We won't even eat them. Or just so we don't have to walk them 10 minutes back to our car.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but if we see you even take a bite, I'm going to throw them in the trash.
What time of day was this?
6 p.m. on a Saturday.
Okay. This is excessive behavior.
I know. I literally was pissed. We go to another restaurant. We say, hey, is there any chance we're actually going to buy dinner here? It's like, we'll even buy the dessert. They don't even offer dessert at this place. They're like, absolutely not, you know. And as we sit down, we literally have my whole tray of cupcakes that we're just looking at. We're not allowed to eat. Finally, our waitress, we're like, hey, girl, is there any chance it's our friend's actual 30th birthday? She's like, oh, my God, yeah, of course. Like, we're not like, it's totally fine here. Like, we're not like, we don't have any rules, really. I'm like, really? Because kind of every bouncer in our way here, kind of. Anyway, so that was kind of what we were dealing with on Saturday. But everything's kind of being crazy. But our guest today, I feel like we've kind of been circling each other's worlds for years. We randomly have so many mutual friends who are like all of our very, very dear friends. And so I'm so excited to finally get her on the podcast today. You've seen her in shows all around New York. She hosts the show Power Suit at Club Cumming with friend of the pod, Rebecca Weiser. Please welcome our guest today, Mariah Oxley. Mariah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Yes, thank you. Honored to be here.
And a fellow podcaster, too.
Yeah.
She's not taking the title. She's not interested in having that title.
You guys are actually doing a weekly podcast. I feel like I did like 6 episodes in what I would kind of claim is a pandemic breakdown. So I don't think I deserve that title, but I truly forgot I had one.
So. Okay. Well, it's coming up later in the show, so you have at least pretend like you had it for a moment.
I did, and I did have it for a moment.
I feel like the world has never been smaller because I am good friends with, shout out, one of your best friends from growing up. Shout out to our dear from Allie. Also, happy belated 30th birthday. Kind of huge.
Oh, fuck.
Do you need to text her real quick?
Yeah.
So you don't see her as a good friend, but she sees you. How does that feel? That feels like bad behavior.
No. I'm so terrible with birthdays. It's really not an excuse, but it's like, Allie is someone who it's like, I should absolutely remember her birthday. And it's, I remember no one's birthday. And yet if people don't remember mine, I'm like, well, that's kind of rude.
Does she remember yours?
Usually. But the thing is, it's also like Allie doesn't post on Instagram. And so that's really how we find out it's people's birthday. It's like they post something and then that triggers you and you're like, happy birthday.
Yeah.
So you're blaming her.
Yeah.
It's Allie's fault.
I did send her a text that says, all caps, happy birthday, bitch. So just now. So
now she's going to know why she's getting it.
Yeah.
Today. Well, I think it falls under the category of what Sterling was talking about pre-show, because today was the eclipse, and apparently that brings bad chaos. Or what were you saying, Sterling?
It's just like eclipses in general can be a little bit chaotic astrologically, can kind of bring up challenging moments, I guess. And this one is all about pain.
Oh, God.
And it's all about us healing our pain. So it's kind of good, but then it's also going to bring up a lot of pain. But that, as they said, it could be landing for you personally or just in the world. So I don't know. We'll kind of see what happens.
Either way, get ready, Mariah.
I feel like I've truly had the worst year of my life. So I'm like, I really hope this is like...
Oh, no.
Do you think? Yeah.
I feel like sometimes kind of the years that are like toughest, I feel like my creativity or kind of my like comedy kind of can be a little bit more productive because I kind of am really in touch with some key emotions. Have you found that? Or is it kind of like sometimes it's so tough, it's like actually just kind of need to be relaxing?
Yeah.
Because I am just trying to survive.
I would say I've never been a Bravo person. And this year I watched like 11 seasons of Vanderpump Rules.
I could only kind of take in media that could turn off my brain and like kind of have nothing, have anyone ever going through anything. They could only. And so I watched so much Selling Sunset because I was like, this isn't real. All I can do is like think about how much concrete costs.
Yeah.
And I was like, these are the worst people alive, but like nothing's happening to them, good or bad, kind of. And this is kind of all I can tolerate.
My show that I watched during my tough time was what's that baking show with
Great British?
No, not that one. Nailed It.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
And I would watch that and I was like, oh, to be joyous. I missed that.
Wow. I feel like my tactic was kind of like I went through like a bad breakup and then I watched Vanderpump Rules and it was like during Scandaball and it was like everyone was doing horrible things to each other. And I was like, well, actually what happened to me is not that bad.
So it was therapeutic.
Yeah. And I really like when people are fighting on TV, like that catharsis of like people getting out, like they're screaming or yelling at each other in a way that it is not like acceptable for me to do.
Now, I never got into the Scandaval. I'm really into Beverly Hills Housewives. I like when the fights are a little bit more superficial, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. That's my comfort zone.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I just got like really into Salt Lake and I am loving the fights where they're like accusing this woman. They're like,
you gave a blowjob for Utah Jazz tickets. And she's like, what?
Yes, I think I need to switch franchises now.
Yeah, no, it's
that's
like,
what I'm hearing.
I don't think I could watch like either fictional having to do with anyone dating for over a year. I would say I would actually like get so nauseous I'd have to lay down, and then I'd actually have to excuse myself. I actually did exposure therapy to even see people flirting again. And that I literally was like, when I could watch like binge watch like a couple episodes of like any dating show in a row, I would be like, wow, you're healing. And that took so long.
Wow, totally.
But here's my question, because we have so many mutual friends in common. Mariah, I have a question. Do you think the world has ever been so small? Because I say this, what is going on? Because you know, I'm also friends with your other friend. I know your old roommate who you made your podcast with, Brandon. Did you even know this?
Do you know Brandon? Oh my God.
I was literally at a party. You'll never believe this. I'm at a party. And he is friends with a couple of these boys that my roommate knows.
Oh my God. Is this Kavish and Ankar?
Yes. Very small world. I'm like, actually, there's 10 people that live in Los Angeles and everyone knows everyone. So do you feel like with age that's been happening to you more or happening to you less? I feel like I didn't know anyone in New York. I was never running into anyone.
I'm so surprised that those worlds did collide. Yeah, I guess I feel like I have more friends moving to LA. It's like everyone's like moving to LA, moving to New York. So it's kind of like this shuffle, and then it's kind of getting remixed. I love Kavish so much. Brandon's like my best friend. I would say Brandon is my best friend. I don't know if he would say I am his best friend.
Well, did you text him on his birthday?
Yeah. He is the one. I think it's August 15th, but I could be wrong. Yeah.
No, that's wrong. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
You'll never believe this. August 15th is my birthday.
Oh.
So you're actually best friends with Sterling now. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
And him and I were actually just watching, you'll never believe this. We went to this thing that I said, I don't know why I'm here. Kavish was competing in Spartan Games, which is basically boys doing CrossFit, but in Dodger Stadium. They're lifting weights. They're throwing javelins. We're kind of talking love and astrology, some of my favorite topics. And I remember him being like, oh my gosh, I'm a Leo too, but we didn't have the same birthday. I think he's like August 3rd or 4th.
This is insane that you're able to check me on that.
What?
Watch me be so wrong, but I was like, I don't remember us being like, oh my God, we have the same birthday. I remember but he was kind of telling me who I should be dating via astrology. He had some interesting tips. But speaking of tips, you kind of posted an Instagram reel, something that is brave often to do. And you talked about kind of some flirting techniques.
Oh, yeah.
From your show Power Suit. Do you feel like there are any good flirting techniques for 2024?
My batting average is like truly so low, but I'm it's like insane. But this year
we are in eclipse season. That's gonna pass.
It's literally like every door I've tried to open has been slammed shut. I've been taking more swings this year. Yeah,
really?
Than ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been like, okay, anyway, this is something I have been doing, which can get you in the door. But you just tell somebody, and I just started queer dating. And so I've tried to be a little bit more like, I think you have to be a little bit more forward, but I've been kind of doing it for everybody. But you just tell somebody, you walk up to them or like, you're like, I have a crush on you. And then you just leave it at that.
Oh, wow. That's bold.
Yeah. You guys are horrified.
I would never do that.
Wait, but even someone like you maybe have never even spoken to you, like you're just at a bar and you see them and you say that to them?
I wouldn't know. It's not somebody. It's literally just for people you have crushes on. You just tell them. And I did it with people who I had crushes on, who I was friends with. And just like, I think it's like,
wow.
That's cool. So scary.
It is scary. But the thing is, like, I think you have to go in confident. Like, you go in confident.
So drunk.
I mean, a little bit, yeah. But it's like, I was like fully rejected for like, I like kind of tried to kiss my friend. I like touched his face and he was like, what? And I was like, he was like, are you going to kiss me? And I was like, well.
Yeah. Like, no, you had something on your face.
I guess obviously, hopefully the vibe is more right than it was for me. But I think if you do a face touch, to me, that feels more respectful than just like going in for the kiss. But you like touch the face, pull away, and then see if there's the vibe.
The boldest thing I've ever done pre-relationship was either overshare at the bar.
No.
So that's an ultimate test to see if they can withstand the crazy.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I like to do what's called the baby doll wink, which is this.
No.
It did start a conversation.
Yeah.
But then I overshared and ruined it.
I don't know about oversharing or that for an actual technique.
Oh, I didn't say it works.
Yeah. Oh. You were just doing something.
I do. I am an advocate for telling people you have a crush on them because okay. I think there's a lot of anxiety about it, but it's baseline. Like, even if you don't like the person, when somebody says they have a crush on you, it's like, oh my God. Like, it's like such a rush. Like, who doesn't like to be told that somebody's a crush on them? And you don't have to be so dramatic with it. And like, you know, it's like you're boosting somebody up. You're saying something. You're giving them confidence. And baseline, there's nothing wrong with that.
Famously, as you said, as a huge podcaster, kind of title you want to be known as, we have a game based on your kind of podcast, your small, what did you call it? Your
mini series.
Your small mini series, your project in the pandemic. Yeah. Our game today is called Have It or Health, and we're going to present some different gossip headlines for you, and you're going to decide if you were featured on these covers, if this would be heaven, hell, or if you're kind of in different purgatory. Now, it'll be the ultimate test of, like, is all press good press or not? Okay. So we've kind of swapped your name in for said celebrities.
Okay.
So it'll have to be a
little... trigger alert.
It's a trigger alert. And also, a lot of them are about the same people. But you can also guess at the end what celebrity you think this headline is actually about.
So you're getting a twofer today.
Yeah, you're getting a twofer.
Twofer. So fun.
First one. Hollywood turns on Mariah. Attacked by A-listers, banned from hot parties, and abandoned by Kanye.
I think to be abandoned is always hell.
Okay. Sure.
Who is abandoned by Kanye?
And Hollywood is turning. And you have to remember these are 2000s, so it's not recent.
I actually have no idea what this is about.
We'll give you a hint. The family is huge and has an empire. That's two.
Oh, it's the Kardashians?
Mm-hmm.
It's just Kim Kardashian.
Just Kim Kardashian? You say that. It is Kim Kardashian.
He turned on her?
Well, I think, I don't know, the headline was abandoned by Kanye. I think they were still together, obviously. But you know when, like, she, like, either got, like, invited to the Met Gala or, like, was on Vogue and everyone's, like, throwing up in the streets and are like, how dare you? It was, like, kind of that era. And then I feel like Kanye was, like, you guys have to accept her or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But basically, I guess my question for you is you would kind of hate it if it was your face and it said a Hollywood turns on Mariah. Because, I mean, you are a New Yorker, so I feel like in some ways you're like, do I care about Hollywood? You know?
I care. I care more than ever.
Okay, yeah. Number two. Smart women, dumb choices. Why successful women keep picking the wrong men? And this would be your face. Kind of on the cover.
Yeah. Actually, I think that would be kind of affirming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you at least would be like, oh, I'm successful.
Yeah, I think it would be like affirming and it would be like, oh, so everyone can see that I was too good for my exit.
Describe the picture that would be associated with this headline. What would it look like?
Oh, I think it would look like and no shade towards my ex-boyfriend who I adore.
Feels like shit.
But but it would be a photo of us wearing two banana costumes at Halloween.
Wow.
Okay. That's perfect.
He always went as a banana. And then one year I was like, I'll be cute. I'll be a banana too and surprise him. And then I like had to wear the like horrible like foam banana thing to train myself. And I was like, sucks.
Was that the beginning of the end?
You think? I don't know, but it was like, oh, this cost. It's like New York, everyone's being like so sexy.
Yeah, cool, and you're
banana. On the subway and you're like in your fucking banana, like
with your toe.
Awful. Yeah. I was like, I'm never doing this again.
Okay, this one's a hard one to guess who that was about. I'll give you, it's somebody who was with, I don't know if they were married or just dating. I think they were just dating long term, Hugh Grant, and he kind of cheated on her. Gorgeous British.
Minnie Driver? No.
Elizabeth Hurley? Do you remember her?
Oh, never would have guessed.
Yeah, I know. That one's kind of a random one.
All right, number three. Drunk and alone. Bruce draws up divorce papers.
Drunk and alone.
These are real headlines, by the way, again.
And I will say, Bruce is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce is no longer
okay,
with
wait,
us.
Okay, wait, was this or... about, I'm forgetting, Caitlyn Jenner? Not Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes, so it was about Kris Jenner. Was
Kris
the cover.
Jenner, okay, yes.
Yes. Kris Jenner being drunk and alone.
So how would you like to be, how would you feel being identified drunk and alone?
Probably pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah. It's crazy because like literally every headline from that era is just either like every woman is either fat, has a drug problem, is an alcoholic, or yeah. is single. I mean, everyone's single. Everyone's yeah. being cheated on. It's I was trying to Google like men, like humiliating men. No covers. They were just going for us girls like no other during that era.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Being crazy. Okay, this might be yeah. my favorite. My butt won't stop growing. She's desperately trying to lose weight, but Mariah finds herself packing on the pounds. Inside her wedding panic, I don't want to be a fat bride. There's a lot happening in this headline.
Now, if you need a moment to digest that full headline.
Yeah. I would hate to be quoted as, I don't want to be a fat bride.
But you could have a huge ass. So that's kind of
yeah.
the...
I think that would be kind of fun. The first part. I'm trying to think who that could possibly be about.
It's like one of the most notorious butts in Hollywood.
Nicki Minaj?
That is a good guess.
Oh, yeah, she does have a notorious butt, but it's not hers.
Amber Rose?
Oh, another notorious butt. there's more butts than I realized.
There's a lot of butts in Hollywood.
But is it Kim K is kind of the biggest?
Yeah.
It's Kim K.
I know. Literally every single one actually with the Kardashian. I was like, they were in every single magazine for years. Like, I was having a hard time. Kinda.
Yeah.
It was them. Sometimes the Olsen twins were coming up.
Yeah, the Olsen twins one were probably really dark. So the headlines were like, anorexic, close to death. Like, yeah.
The other one I always threw in here was this one with, like, that guy that she married that's, like, so old. So there's a lot of, like, daddy yes. issues kind of, like... But then I was like, I'm pretty yeah. sure now he's just like a little pervert. So I'm like, no, I won't put that one in.
Yeah, just a little pervy perv. And your last one. Mariah finally surrenders. I'm sorry. I was selfish.
Yeah, I think that's like heaven. I think to have your apology broadcast and to own up. It's
humbling.
You're owning up to something. Publicly yeah. owning up. Yeah.
Okay. Now, who do you think it might be about? I'll give you a hint.
This is hard. None. This is really hard.
If you get this, I'll be amazed. It's okay. Bravo is the hint.
Bravo. Oh, my God. Okay. So it's got to be a housewife.
Okay.
I want to say this jail, or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
It's okay.
So is it, I mean, it's not Jen Shah, right?
Flipped a table.
Oh, Teresa Giaducci.
Nice. Yeah,
that's close enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well done.
Whoa, amazing. Wow. You were amazing at this game today. Congratulations.
The prize is a job well done.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mariah, we've come to the portion of the podcast where Blair and I are going to decide if you were in the right or the wrong.
Okay.
So do you have potentially a story for us today where it's kind of ambiguous if you were in kind of... the right, the wrong, a morally questionable story.
Yes. Okay. So, I was working as a waitress at an establishment.
What was the vibe of the establishment? I just want to paint a picture.
Well, this is where it gets a little dicey.
Okay, never mind. We don't yeah. need a vibe.
You can keep it just the restaurant.
They had tables.
They had tables. It was like a full service restaurant.
Okay.
People were probably spending at least like... I mean, if you're getting like an appetizer, like two entrees, and like you're probably spending like drinks, like you're $100 or so.
Oh, so this is like Bubba Gump in Times Square.
Yeah, I guess like Bubba Gump. It's like you're spending like to me. Well, you're spending like money. You know, it's not yeah. like it's not like Five Guys or something. But so I was working as a waitress there, and sometimes people wouldn't tip. And I had asked the management to, this had been brought to the attention, the managers. And so sometimes I just reached a breaking point and I started writing in tips.
Wow.
On the receipt. And they were pooled. The tips were pooled.
Okay.
But I didn't like it got to the point and I was not smart enough to realize like they do catch it in the accounting process.
So eventually it got to the point where I was like, I need to leave because I'm gonna, like, the walls are gonna close in. But I was really angry. We would get, like, a couple times we would get like $300 tables and they wouldn't leave any tip.
How much were you doing, like, the traditional 20%, or were you doing a little more or a little less?
I was only doing 20. It would only be 20. It would be 20, but it was like, you know, that's kind of what it was.
Wow. Okay, wait. So you were not caught, it sounds like. You left the establishment before the walls closed in fully.
I left. I think I did it. I did it like a couple times and then I was like.
What's a rough estimate?
I would say like 6 or 7.
A couple goes to 6 or 7.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I was like, a couple.
Well, it's still single digits, so that's still a couple.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be I just was like, it would be when people didn't tip. And I had a couple people who were really nasty to me, and that really fueled something inside of me.
Now, when you say the accounting department.
Yeah, how would they be in a different job? Yeah, how would
they? Because I feel like someone who's spending that much money would kind of just.
Yeah, okay, so there, I didn't, okay. No, the restaurant, it's like you keep all the receipts. Like, we would be keeping all the receipts. And then, so you, it's something, I don't exactly know. I mean, I think what really happens is that, like, somebody calls and is like, you charged my card incorrectly.
Right. And then they get the receipt.
Yeah. And then it's like the accounting, I think, would look through the receipts. And then there would be like a phone. I mean, I was trying to be a little more clever where I would be like, okay, I think this is more of an 8 or something, like, you know, or if they didn't sign anything or like if they didn't leave a tip, I would just circle it. I feel like you guys have decided this is really bad.
No, we're just digesting the information.
No, because here's the thing. I was just a waitress for a little bit. And
can you say the establishment?
Yeah, absolutely. It's closed now. It was called Bread and Chocolate. It was in my hometown. And
Bread and Chocolate?
Bread and Chocolate. It was kind of a bistro.
Oh.
And it only lasted a year, I think. But anyways, I was probably 17. Okay. And
do you think you were the reason for the downfall? Because
yeah.
Were you doing
that? No, honestly, yeah. Okay. Like, nothing stuck around for that long. Now there's been like a place in there for a while. But I think the biggest thing when I was waitress wasn't people not leaving tips. It was that it was actually worse. They would write a tip and then they wouldn't sign the receipt. And you can't take the tip if it's not signed.
Really?
You can't take the, I mean.
Well, like, I think when I, so like I would, what even was it? Like, what, I wouldn't even do anything. I don't think I even put the receipts in the computer. So like, I think I would get the receipt and they'd be like, oh, it's void because they didn't sign it. So they would be like, oh, you're going to lose it unless you can find them in the streets. So multiple times I would run out of the restaurant. I would see people walking back.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you forgot to sign.
I think with that situation, because they did write that number in, I think you could have just gotten away with signing it. Whereas Mariah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, like, I was young and like my... lively I was going to call, like, my livelihood, I wasn't so dependent on it that I think, like, if this was like my rent or like my actual, obviously I was like saving up to like spending money or whatever, but like if my actual like life was like, this is my job and this is how I like am able to keep myself afloat, I would be like much more pressed. I would definitely be like, and I think if you are like spending that much money at a restaurant,
well, Mariah,
like, that is absolutely crazy if you're not tipping.
What was your life like at this time period?
I was not having a good time. I had, admittedly, like, I had gotten laid off, and I had gone back. I'd gone back to serving, and it honestly, like, and I think it was just because people didn't tip so frequently at this place, and we would be getting like big checks. Like, you know, I once had a table and they had me buy drinks. Like, they were like, we're gonna buy like these girls at this next table drinks, like, go get them drinks, you know. And I did that, and like, you know, they put money down on the table, and then I, you know, when I was clearing it up, I had assumed the money was my tip. And then when I was clearing, they actually did like a card, and then they took all the cash and they took the receipt. And they spent like, yeah, they spent like $300 and they would buy drinks for other people, but they took the receipt and they didn't leave any tip.
When you went to the manager, was it kind of like, I'm letting you know this is happening, that like maybe you could establish either a higher wage because this place is just not getting tips? Or like what was kind of the thought of like what they should have done to step in?
So at other places where you know that people are not tipping, you would do like, okay, we're just adding like a 15% gratuity.
Right.
Yeah.
No, like baseline 15, or like if you have a table over six, people do gratuity. But I was kind of like, you can do like, if you're just, because, and some people were so lovely, but it was like, and it's also one thing, it's like, okay, somebody left like $5 and they were really nice and like they thought they were really like giving me a treat, even though it was kind of like,
how old were they?
Yeah, they were really old. So it's like that stuff. It's like, that's fine. But like, if it's like, I was really like working for you and we were all working for you, and it was really just fueled by an anger thing. I was really angry.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
It was more the principle, I have to say. It's like, I mean, it was distributed between so many people that it was probably only like, I myself probably only saw like $20.
The whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. I think the way that it was distributed, it probably wasn't more than like $30. Yeah.
Now, okay, so I waitressed now so long ago, I'm going to sound like a boomer. Okay, for waitressing in New York is like, do you have a minimum wage? Because when I was waitressing, there was a minimum wage for tipped workers. So my wage, I'm pretty sure in 2016, which was a long time ago, was $2.93 an hour. So it was truly nothing. I would get my like check, it would be like $8.
Yeah. I honestly don't remember.
Like,
I
think was it $15 like an hour plus tips or like 30?
I think it was like 30. Or I think they like ensured you made a baseline or something. I'm actually like not totally sure. But it was like distributed amongst like bussers, bartenders, hostesses, like other servers. I did it. Like, I think I did it like maybe two shifts in a row where I changed somebody's tips because I was having like a really bad time and they hadn't tipped. And then I think I was like, I can't do this.
I do really think like stuff with the service industry, people are so terrible that like, I'm like, whatever. I'm like, do what you will. I don't know. I think there's so much leeway because people are treated so poorly sometimes. I think it's, well, I guess we'll do our assessments, but I wouldn't feel so bad.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much your assessment. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to it? Or
no, I'm going to do my assessment. Okay, that was just my preamble.
That you was your preamble. Player. Okay, well, I know where it's going. And you know what? I think I'm going to agree with Sterling's preamble and say that this was good behavior because I believe it was Sterling who said, God favors the bold. You know? And you were being bold. Not only that, but you were Robin Hooding. That's right. Because not only did you have to feed yourself, you had to feed the servers and the cooks and the wait staff and everyone else.
Well, cooks were not in the tip pool.
Well, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck them. They're, yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone else. I haven't worked in the food industry, but the money yeah. had to be spread around. So you were mothering to these people, and you had to make sure not only you were taken care of, but your fellow employees. And I say that is good behavior.
That's sweet. I do have guilt for it. I think I really think I did it out of a place of anger.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
even makes it even gooder because you feel bad about it.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think one, we have to remember we're kind of in a generation that's kind of I kind of am saying this. My friends and I are all 29 and we're kind of the worst off we've ever been. It's kind of an iconic time to be alive, and especially be in our generation where I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, something's happened, but our generation's being absolutely hit, slaughtered, especially in the media industry. Yeah. And so anyways, I would just want to say it is a hard time to be alive, and we are all trying our best. And like, obviously a lot of other age groups are having a hard time, but like, this is the time to be like generous, and so to also not be tipping, especially with like, I don't know, people are our age and like really need that, is so rude and terrible. And so you did a little thing. You did ultimately a little thing, and you kind of were able to take yourself out of the situation and be like, I probably shouldn't do this. I'm going to basically fire myself. Yeah, fine. Yeah. You know, you gave yourself your own repercussions.
That's right,
to your actions.
That's right.
You also said you probably only made $20 based on this or ish or like whatever yeah. it was.
So they didn't lose any money.
They didn't. I don't know. And people are doing way worse. I think this is good behavior in my book. I say steal. I say yeah. What is it? Eat the rich. So I think that's fine. Yeah, so I think Mariah, you've been officially deemed good behavior.
That's huge. I remember, I think I complained about this to Allie and she was like, oh, yeah, I would never do that.
Totally. Yeah.
She's like,
totally.
See, I think that's the real reason you didn't wish her happy birthday.
Well, you know, when you're like, I kept doing this thing where I would like be talking to other people who'd worked in restaurants and I was like, you know, we all do it. And they would be like, no. And then I was like,
that is the worst. When you're like, I'm definitely going to get some backup here. And everyone's like, that's yeah, actually really like, bad. Yeah. Well, Mariah, because you've been deemed good behavior, we like to have our guests kind of give a little an award speech. But obviously, that can be a lot to come up with on the spot. So we've written a little speech for you today that we've thrown into the chat if you can read it aloud.
Yay. Okay. This is amazing. I know they say all press is good press, but this is very good press. I want to share this award with my fans. You're the only reason I am where I am today. I take the responsibility of being a role model to the youth very seriously. I have a lot of young Minnesota girls that want to be all Canadians in New York City one day, and I hope seeing me being rewarded on this comedy podcast gives you the inspiration you need to keep pursuing your dreams and changing receipts.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, amazing.
That was beautiful.
All right, so how do you feel? Do you feel some guilt kind of lifted, or you actually feel more guilty?
And if you want to address this straight to Allie, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I'm literally like Allie's mom. If you're listening.
She's listening.
Please do not tell my parents. I really don't want that.
All right. Well, they have their marching orders. Yeah. Well, before we finish up, can you tell listeners where they can follow, find you, any upcoming shows to plug?
Yeah, I do a show in New York called Power Sue with my friend Rebecca Weiser. Our next one is May 23rd, a club coming, and you can follow me on Instagram at Fruity or Die.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?